listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. A 51-year-old woman has died following a snorkeling trip at Norman Reef pontoon on Wednesday. The Dutch tourist apparently collapsed on the tourist boat after returning from snorkeling and was unable to be revived. Paramedics attended the scene in the rescue helicopter and police are investigating the cause of her collapse. This marks the second death on the Great Barrier Reef in 6 months. With only 7% of vehicle immobiliser vouchers remaining, Queensland Police are urging Cairns locals to get in quick to claim theirs. Over 18,700 residents have benefited from the $500 subsidy, almost 9,000 of them in Cairns. Acting Superintendent Dean Kavanagh says the immobilisers are working to prevent car thefts.
We've had at least three different reported incidents now where, unfortunately, people have been broken into, but fortunately their vehicles weren't taken even though they were targeted, to where offenders have broken into the house, stolen the vehicle keys, but then weren't able to take that vehicle.
And school tuck shops are on the brink of financial collapse, according to the Queensland Association of School Tuck Shops. CEO Deanne Wooden says it's due to rising costs and a lack of volunteers, among other things.
Well, tuck shops are really struggling at the moment. We're seeing increasing costs of supplies and ingredients going into preparing the food.
Taking a look at local sport, our Maroons women's squad is set to be named this morning ahead of a historic three-game State of Origin series. Captain Ali Brigginshaw says she's feeling confident about this year's squad.
It's pretty clear that we're going with a strong team that have been there before. So you'll see a lot of returning players because we feel like we've got the right foundations through the Maroons. And we're just building on it.
Meantime, the North Queensland Cowboys have agreed to development contracts with Caitlin Tanner and Emily Bella for the 2024 NRLW season.